In this bulletin, Royal Commission findings reveal George Pell knew about child sexual abuse by priests in the 1970s, alleged attempts made to defraud the early access to superannuation scheme, and Western Australian clubs prepare to relocate to Victoria for the AFL season restart. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Newly released Royal Commission findings show Cardinal George Pell was aware of child sexual abuse in the Catholic Church by the early 1970s, but did little to stop it. Previously redacted pages of the Royal Commission into institutional responses to child sexual abuse reports into the Melbourne Archdiocese and Ballarat Diocese found Cardinal Pell was aware of children being sexually abused by clergy by 1973 and considered ways to prevent gossip about it. The Commission also rejected evidence from the 78-year-old that he was deceived and lied to by Catholic Church officials about Australia's worst paedophile priest, Gerald Ridsdale, and Melbourne parish priest, Peter Searson. The release of both reports comes after the High Court overturned Cardinal Pell's child abuse convictions, although redacted versions were initially published in December 2017. A parliamentary inquiry has heard no government systems have been breached by alleged attempts to defraud the early access to superannuation scheme. Australians who've been financially affected by the coronavirus pandemic can withdraw up to $10,000 from their super account this financial year and a further $10,000 next financial year. Australian Federal Police Commissioner Rhys Kershaw has told a Senate committee up to 150 people may have had their details used illegally in an attempt to defraud the system. But he insists there haven't been any breaches to the Australian Taxation Office or government departments.
We do have our cyber team on this, and there has been an intrusion into a third party. So we're looking into that and how that system was intruded in particular, and then the actions taken from there. So it's quite sophisticated.
Australia's suicide rate could rise by up to 50% as the mental health impacts of the economic fallout from coronavirus take hold. Brain and Mind Centre preliminary modelling predicts at least a 25% rise in suicides, with 30% of those being Australians aged 15 to 25. Centre co-director Professor Ian Hickey says the impacts on unemployment will be greatest among the young, directly affecting mental well-being. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says that's why the government has invested an extra $500 million into mental health support services.
Please know that two adults and children can visit any mother at any one time, and a mother can accept multiple visits a day so long as there's not too many people for each visit. So that is a huge step forward from what would have happened a month ago.
13 asylum seekers have filed a group complaint over fears of a potential coronavirus outbreak in detention facilities across Australia. The complaint calls on the government to urgently reduce the number of detainees living in cramped conditions and better manage the dangers posed by COVID-19. The Public Interest Advocacy Centre has filed the complaint with a Commonwealth Ombudsman on behalf of the men who are living with serious medical conditions, including cancer, lung disease and diabetes. The centre's Chief Executive, Jonathan Hunyor, says an urgent inspection of the facilities is needed.
We've had concerns for some time about conditions in immigration detention, which we know are overcrowded and are a real hotspot potentially for the spread of COVID-19. The concerns have been raised by leading infectious diseases and disease infection prevention and control experts, and yet the government hasn't move to try to reduce the numbers in those centres, including alternative places of detention.
New South Wales authorities have welcomed action by the aged care regulator against the operator of a Western Sydney nursing home. The Aged Care Quality and Safety Commission yesterday threatened to revoke Anglicare's operating licence over its handling of a coronavirus outbreak that's resulted in the death of 16 Newmarch House residents. Anglicare has agreed to the Commission's demand to appoint an independent advisor advisor to help manage the outbreak. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says she's glad the commission intervened.
The health experts have said to us that there's a number of issues that have to be considered in relation to the safety of residents. But I'm relieved if the regulators come in and has now put them on notice about revoking their licence, that's a good thing. That is a good thing. New South Wales welcomes that.
To sport and Star Eagles ruckman Nick Naturui says he and his teammates are preparing to relocate to Victoria for AFL season restart due to Western Australia's tight border restrictions. WA Premier Mark McGowan has made it clear he's not going to open up the state's border simply to meet the needs of AFL players. It means West Coast and Fremantle can't be part of a fly-in, fly-out model, which appears to be the best option to reboot the AFL for the league's other 16 teams. Naturui has told radio station SEN that clubs from the West are expecting to have to temporarily relocate to Melbourne to play games until border restrictions are lifted. Time to have a look at Friday's weather now. In Perth, a shower or two clearing, 19 degrees, 20 degrees in Adelaide with showers increasing. It'll be a partly cloudy day for Melbourne, 19, much the same in Hobart, 17 degrees. Partly cloudy as well in Canberra, 19, fine weather for Wollongong, 25. The sunshine continues for Sydney, 27 degrees, much the same for Newcastle. It'll be partly cloudy, 26 in Brisbane, a shower or two for Cairns, 29 and 33 degrees in Darwin, where it'll be a sunny day. I'm Peggy Giacomelos, and this is the latest SBS News.